Blog Talk Radio.
Good late morning to everyone, and hi. I know that I have missed a couple of weeks here on Mental Note. Life has kind of taken me for a spin the last couple of weeks, so I've been really busy. Do apologize, and I am back on the air. This is just an impromptu say hello. I got horoscopes for you today, as always, and we're just going to have some fun here for a couple of minutes. I do want to jump right in and talk about what's currently, you know, going on as far as just the continuation of this T.I., which is the young rapper here in Atlanta who got caught at the, I think he was at a drugstore with guns in his car, and now he's on house arrest. And he's requesting for the judge to allow him more visitors on Thanksgiving because he wants to hold Thanksgiving at his house. So he's asking for a privilege, although he is on house arrest, which I find very interesting. Also, just wanted to let everyone know that I'm really looking forward to the holidays, as well as I hope you are as well. It's going to be a fabulous experience going the next couple of months and then getting ready for 2008. Can you guys believe we're already at 2008? I'm so excited. Okay, and I also want to remind you that I will be starting the segment on real estate and on how to get your house sold in this market. That segment will start on Sunday night at 7:30 p.m. on Purpose Vision, and I will be talking about what stages you should go through to prepare yourself for a quick sale in this market, which, as I've stated before, we're in a buyer's market, so we want to be very competitive as sellers and make sure that our house is the choice when there's several in our neighborhood. Okay? And I also just want to mention that I am very excited about all the different aspects of the real estate market right now. I'm excited about just the changes. I see things are leveling out quite a bit, so there's going to be more investment opportunities, as well as less foreclosures. You know, a lot of us are able to capitalize off of the foreclosures, but a lot of people are out of their homes. So it's just a good thing to see that things are going to be starting back, leveling off. And that way people are able to maintain their situation a little bit better. I do want to let you know that today is November 8th, 2007, and I'm going to be reading general horoscopes. So this would be in all aspects of your life, not just love scopes or, you know, not career scopes. This is your general horoscope. So for Aries, you are less enthusiastic than the typical Ram today as you withhold your strongest feelings. You may feel close to something that's just out of reach, and this can be frustrating, for you want it now. Thankfully, your patience will start to pay off as Venus steps into your seventh house of partnerships later in the day. Taurus, you may feel more subdued about social plans. You're ready to dig in your heels and do what you must now that your key planet Venus enters your sixth house of work. You are less interested now in reaching satisfaction than you are about doing the right thing. If you are willing to put in extra effort, you'll be able to accomplish whatever it is asked of you. Pleasing your senses can wait a bit longer. Gemini, your words touch others in a profound manner today, so talk and write with great intention. Even if you're not sure of yourself, you can still make a valid point. As you reach into the powerful depths of your feelings now, you will feel more lighthearted than you have felt in recent times. Cancer. As the love planet Venus travels through your fourth house of roots over the next month, you will likely be more attracted to staying safely at home with your family. This can also activate stress as work responsibilities require more of your attention. Keep a clear perspective on what's important to you while juggling these two very different arenas of your life. Leo, you are ready to engage in small talk now, talking casually about love, as romantic Venus moves through Libra until mid-September. You have a sense of fairness about relationships. The more you share your needs, the greater your odds are of finding happiness. Express your intentions with clarity and kindness, and you'll have a good chance of receiving what you desire. Virgo, stylish Venus leaves your sign today, and you're likely to feel the loss. Don't worry if it feels like someone is slipping away. This is just an illusion. You're being given a chance to learn something new about your values, especially how they relate to love and money. The more you think about it now, the easier it will be in the future. Libra, aesthetically pleasing Venus is your key planet, making you sensitive to her current visitation to your sign. The days and weeks and months ahead remind you how important it is for you to take care of your need for beauty. Start out by making a commitment to yourself to make new friends, be more social, and to indulge your senses. Don't let anyone talk you out of your pleasures. Scorpio, you may go out of your way in the days ahead to take care of someone you cherish. Venus enters your 12th house of spiritual pursuit, encouraging you to act selflessly in love. However, you don't let your tendency to slip into self-denial drag you in over your head. It's not healthy to act out of guilt. If you aren't feeling it in your heart, then inaction may be better than false action. Sagittarius, the next month can lead you away from your current responsibilities, enabling you to have a more enjoyable and socially active time as Venus moves through your 11th house of networking. Adventures with friends can even open the door to new love. The bottom line is get out and enjoy yourself while you can. Capricorn, you may receive acknowledgement or even accolades for your efforts now that friendly Venus is in your 10th house of status. Your reputation seems to improve as long as you don't inadvertently overstep the limits placed on you by your job. But don't try to work harder. Instead, show others that you really do know how to enjoy yourself. Aquarius, love can enter your life in unusual ways these days and can widen your perspectives in ways that you hadn't considered. You could be traveling with a loved one over the weeks ahead, but remember that you can also travel in your imagination. Lighten your approach to love. You could be pleasantly surprised by what happens. And Pisces, last but not least, it's hard staying on the straight and narrow when your imagination runs as strong as it does now. There could be mundane responsibilities pressing on you, and you're tempted to do one of your magic tricks, like making them disappear by simply activating your fantasies. You have to be careful now. With Venus in your eighth house of sex and intimacy, you might become obsessive about your desires. And that's it for our horoscopes today, everybody. I am starting to lose my voice, it seems. The weather has changed drastically in the last few days here in Atlanta. And right now it's probably about, it may be 50 degrees outside. It was down in the 30s last night and first thing this morning, again in the 30s. So I could be catching a bit of the bug. I hope not. But that's how I feel a little bit. My throat is a little scratchy. I do appreciate each and every one of you listening, and I promise that as the show continues, I will bring more information to you, more cutting-edge information, especially in the area of real estate. I'm excited, too. The new Jay-Z album hits stores on Tuesday, American Gangster. You want to go and pick that up? I know it's a hot one. Go and pick that up. Jay-Z just dropped that new album, American Gangster, the movie. Check it out. Denzel, T.I., Common, wonderful movie. Go check that out. And Tyler Perry's movie, I have not seen it as of yet. Why Did I Get Married? But, you know, it's Tyler Perry's in it, Janet Jackson's in it, Jill Scott's in it. It's a great cast. You want to go and check that out, too. I'm going to try to get out and see that this weekend. And also just want to leave you with just thoughts, just what's on my mind. You never know what you can accomplish until you try. And what I have found is that in life, anything is possible. Absolutely anything. It's as big as you can dream it, whatever it is. I was just watching a show the other day, and the young lady on there was saying that, oh, it was Oprah. It was Oprah. Young lady was singing on YouTube, and she ended up getting signed with a record label and opening some shows for Justin Timberlake. And I think she lived in the Netherlands. So she's way over in the Netherlands singing on YouTube. Someone sees it, hears it, and flies over. She gets a contract, a recording contract, and starts opening for Justin Timberlake. And she said, everything that she has dreamed has come true. She was on Oprah when she said it, and, of course, that was one of her dreams, was to be a guest on Oprah. And she said, you know what? She said, so I'm just going to keep on dreaming because all my dreams come true. And it was such a wonderful sentiment that I wanted to share it. When I heard it, it really touched me because everything that you dream of, it's a possibility that it can come true. And you never know what you can accomplish until you try. So go and do and be and try, and soon I'll open up the chat session and we can start chatting about different areas of your life that you're reaching your dreams or you aspire to reach your dreams. And we'll discuss that road, you know, what is it going to take? How can I get there? When I get there, then what? Because, I mean, isn't it amazing that you can reach your dreams? Well, once you reach your dreams, then what? Well, I think I'm going to be like the young lady, and I'm just going to keep on dreaming. So every time I accomplish goals, because that's, for me, dreams are goals, and every time I achieve them, I will create a new goal. I will have new dreams. That's life. That's how life should be. Reaching, achieving, so on and so forth. Well, guys, I think I'll go and continue to journal and continue to work on helping people in real estate to achieve their dreams. And go get a manicure. Have a fabulous day, and until we meet again, which will be Sunday evening, 7:30, Purpose Vision, right here at blogtalkradio.com. Blog Talk Radio. Thanks. Have a good day.